You're listening to Asheville FM at WSFM LP 103.3 Asheville. This is the Asheville FM News Hour. I'm news team correspondent Emma Hutchins, joined in the studio today by Eric Howell of Green Opportunities. Eric, welcome.
Hey, how everybody doing?
Thanks so much for sitting down with me. So I think Green Opportunities is probably one of the most exciting organizations in our community. It's something that Asheville can really be proud of. Can you tell us about the work that Green Opportunities does?
So Green Opportunities is a nonprofit who basically our focus is workforce development. We do job training programs along with case management. We use the culinary training. We have a construction training. And then there is another training for people who's actually ready to go into the work field but just need a little bit of soft skills work called Ready to Work. And we have those people come in and try to send those guys right out of the work.
What is your role at GO?
Well, my beginning role was a student. I came to Green Opportunities in 2014 looking for work. And I went through the program, completed the program, did some temp work. And that's all the company that I went to work for needed was temp work. They called Green Opportunities, told Green Opportunities that I was a great worker. And next time they called, they would like for me to come back. But instead of hearing from them, I heard from Green Opportunities asking, do I want to come and help out? I started out as an assistant for like a year and a half. Then after being an assistant, at the time, my instructor, he left and it left a position open. So I became the lead instructor. After becoming the lead instructor, I became an HBI, which is Home Builders Institute certified trainer. And I'm also an adjunct instructor for AB Tech Community College.
So this program is been huge for you.
Yes. Like I tell everybody, Green Opportunities allowed me to show people what I was capable of.
Tell us about Southside Construction. And I mean, you told us a little bit about your own experience going through the program, but what's going on right now?
So right now we are actually having a lot of changes in Southside Construction. People normally know us for having a 15-week construction training course. Now we're actually moving more into a more extensive training. We've been granted the Youth Build grant, which allows us to train more and gives us more capabilities of reaching more people. We are now looking for 16 to 24-year-olds to join. Normally, we used to just do 18 and over. Now we have more room to actually engage more younger guys who's out here, who's looking for help or who needs GED or who needs job training and who really doesn't want to go to college right now. So that's kind of what's really going on with Southside Construction right now.
So you're available also for contract work?
Yes. So while I was going through the program, me and my instructor at the time, we actually started a social enterprise called Southside Woodworks, where we first started out with just commissioning, doing knife racks, cutting boards, small little whatnot wood objects. And now we are rebranding and redeveloping Southside Woodworks. We're thinking about changing our scope of work and making our work that we do with the social enterprise reflect the training that we do.
How would you do that?
So the training that we do is basically carpentry. So what we're thinking about doing is using Youth Build to actually get these guys trained. And with the Youth Build, a good thing that's going to be about Youth Build is we're going to embed an entrepreneurial workshop through Mountain Biz Works in it. So this right here is going to allow some of these guys who really don't want to go into the workforce but would like to start their own business, go ahead and start a business and create subcontracting companies.
Awesome. So the Youth Build program and grant that you received is very distinguished. I mean, it says a lot that you were able to receive that grant. Can you tell us more about Youth Build?
So in 1978 in Harlem, I can't think of the lady's name right off the top of my head right now, but she was in the Southside Harlem neighborhood with a couple of the residents there. And she was just looking at all the diminished housing and how there were a lot of abandoned homes, and she was like, hey, we got a lot of young guys around here that's not doing anything. How about we start something where we actually go around and fix up these homes? 1979, she actually went and got Youth Build LLC'd under 501c3, and it's been rolling ever since. Right now, Youth Build started in New York, and now it's worldwide. So there are some in Africa, over 100 cities in America right now that Youth Build are actually touching right now.
So in addition to looking for new young people to build things with, how will you be incorporating the program?
So we live in a area where the construction industry is actually booming. With all the tourism that's going on, and then when the tourists come here, they see Asheville and they love Asheville, so that right there opened up the door for new homes to be built. So I'm thinking that with Youth Build, we're going to be able to just keep the construction industry booming, and we can actually have our hand into what's going on around here in Asheville.
That's fantastic. Are there other things coming up for you this fall?
So right now this fall, in October the 30th, we will actually be starting our training. We have been doing info sessions every day from every Thursday throughout September. So if you want to find out a little bit more about what's going on, please stop by the info session. If you know a 16 to 24-year-old who needs anything or needs schooling or wants to do training, who really don't like school or who's really not looking to go to school, send them our way. This is a great program. Like, it can change lives if they really come in and do what they have to do.
When are those sessions happening?
So each of those sessions will be each Thursday at 12 o'clock at the Arthur R. Edison Center, 133 Livingston Street in the Southside community. Again, that's 133 Livingston Street. Just come on down to the building. There will be people there to actually point you into the right direction.
Great. And then the program itself will begin in October.
Yes, the program will start October 30th.
So are there ways that people can learn more online or how they can get involved?
Yes. So you can go down to our website, www.greenopportunities.org, and you can actually learn about all the different programs that we run at Green Opportunities. Like I was saying earlier, we do culinary training, we do construction training, we have a soft skills training called Ready to Work, we have a CNA training that we are partnering with Givens Estate, and we are also thinking about doing a child care class here in the future. Plus, we've been doing the entrepreneurial with Mountain BizWorks, which we're going to embed that into the Youth Build as well. So,
wow, you all are doing so much. Thank you so much, Eric, for talking with us and for all the work that you do in the community. Is there anything you want to add?
Green Opportunity saved my life. Like I said, I went through as a student and I've climbed the ladder. I went from a person who was receiving the training to the person that was giving the training. So stars are the limit. The sky's the limit. Like, if you really want it and you really want people to stick behind you while you're going through your journey, Green Opportunities is there.